From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Melissa Block at NPR West in Southern California. Los Angeles has a new rock star. It is literally a rock, a 340-ton granite boulder, more than 21 feet high. It's perched above a long trench, so you can walk under it, and it's the latest creation of artist Michael Heiser. NPR's Ina Jaffe has been following the progress of the work, officially known as Levitated Mass, for more than a year. She joins me now here in the studio at NPR West. Ina, this art installation is at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Where does a museum go about putting a 340-ton boulder and this long trench that'll go underneath it?
Well, Melissa, LACMA, as the museum is known locally, doesn't really fit the conventional image of a big imposing building with huge staircases or pillars or bronze lions in front. LACMA is more of a campus with buildings from different decades connected by courtyards, a very Southern California indoor-outdoor sort of experience. Uh-huh. And the museum's director, Michael Govan, told me that he wanted the museum's public facade not to be the imposing staircase or the bronze lions, but works of art.
And LACMA, I gather, has other public art installations, not like this big boulder, but other public installations on campus?
There are a few. The most prominent is Urban Light by Chris Burden. It is this forest of vintage street lamps on the Wilshire Boulevard side, and it's really become an icon of the city. Levitated Mass will go on the other side of the museum where there is parkland, and that's where workers began digging the trench more than a year ago.
That center section right there where the green pipe is sticking up, the rock goes over that.
Museum director Michael Govan could visualize just how the finished piece would look once the ginormous boulder arrived.
You'll be able to walk down under it, and as you walk down under it, that rock bottom moves up, and you will feel the sense of a huge monolith that's kind of levitated. It's magic.
At the time of this conversation, the big rock was sitting at the Stone Valley Quarry about 60 miles east. That's where workers from Emmert International were assembling the transport vehicle that would carry it to the museum.
You're going to have a $2 walking beam here, and then you're going to have in the back is going to be a $3 walking beam, which we have over there.
Rick Albrecht was overseeing the job for Emmert. Behind him, the rock sat between two long pieces of red steel. Eventually, the boulder would be slung on cables between those steel beams to evenly distribute the weight. He says his company's hauled all kinds of big, heavy, challenging stuff.
This might be the first time for a rock, but we just moved a building in Salt Lake City that was brick, and it had old, cheap mortar in it, and it held together.
When the vehicle was finished, it was roughly 300 feet long with 22 axles and about 200 tires. Albrecht anticipated it would chug along at about 5 miles an hour, only on city streets and only at night, with a crew of 12 and police escorts.
Oh, it'll be an entourage.
So much anticipation. And then, nothing happened. For months, the rock, the transporter, just sat there at the quarry. Turns out it wasn't easy to get permits for a thing like this to travel through the 4 counties and 22 separate cities along its route to the museum. But finally, at the end of February, the boulder began its 11-day journey. And wherever it stopped, people turned the occasion into a spontaneous street party. Dallas Williams couldn't pass up the opportunity to check it out when the rock stopped in Long Beach.
There's just so many aspects of it. You know, you have the physics, you have the math, you have the science, and you have the art. And it's just so many different things coming together.
The many months that it took for the rock to arrive at the museum is nothing compared to how long it took artist Michael Heiser to find the right rock and the right patrons. The museum funded Levitated Mass with about $10 million in private donations. Heiser first made sketches of the project in the 1960s. Then in 2005, a routine blast at Stone Valley Quarry produced the boulder he'd imagined.
What's interesting about this rock is it's not just a piece of quarry fragment, blown-up junk. This doesn't have really any fractures on it at all. This is actually a specimen. This is a geologic specimen.
Heiser sat at the kitchen table in his Airstream trailer on the grounds of the museum. He was living there while he worked on the installation. He shuffled some geologist's renderings of the boulder as he talked. He preferred to confine the conversation to the rock itself.
No, I'm not big on talking about art.
Maybe because then he can avoid answering questions like, why is this art? The 67-year-old Heiser has no patience for that kind of talk. He makes what's known as land art. His masterwork is a mile-and-a-half-long collection of mounds, berms, and depressions called City. It's in the Nevada desert near his home. He began working on it in the 1970s. It won't be done for a few more years. Until then, no visitors allowed. But levitated mass will not be so isolated, says museum director Michael Govan. It will be in the heart of the city.
In fact, the work will be freely accessible in the park. You won't even need an admissions ticket.
Though, Melissa, he does hope that visitors to Levitated Mass will be inspired to come inside the museum and see what's going on there.
I know. I'm quite sure that I have no interest in walking underneath a 340-ton boulder. But if I were braver, could I do it? Is it open?
You could do it on Sunday, along with the rest of the media and the general public. That's when it will be officially open. As for getting over your fear of walking under the rock, they had to comply with a lot of seismic requirements. This is California. This is an earthquake zone.
Okay. And Pierre Zina Jaffe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We've been talking about a new work of art on the grounds of LACMA, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It's called Levitated Mass by artist Michael Heiser, and it's a massive boulder, more than 21 feet high. It sits perched atop a trench for anyone curious to know what it's like to be beneath 340 tons of granite. I am a rock. I am an island.
Don't talk of love. Finally this hour, the people who push this boulder uphill every day. In Washington, our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Peter Olina. We had engineering support from Melissa Marquis. Our staff here includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Gabe O'Connor, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, and Rhonda Ray.
And with me this week in Culver City, California, Corey Turner, Monica Evstatieva, Greg Dixon, and Jessica Deal. Our engineers at NPR West include Norb Gallery, Marcia Caldwell, Leo Del Aguila, Theo Mondel, and Patrick Murray. The managing editor of NPR West is Quinn O'Toole.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.